Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian allies and the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhered to earlier ceasefire plans, they are doubtful the ceasefire can hold. And on the streets of Damascus, many reacted regarding the agreement, both for and against the ceasefire. Abdullahi Al-Amari is a student. He believes that this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in his country. Said he believes the truce is not like the previous one. And he said he's demanding the opposition also to separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States, the United Nations, and non-governmental groups active in Syria is arranging broader access for humanitarian aid. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We have to make sure that North Korea is not able to get the resources further to develop its nuclear program. It is a very serious threat to world peace. It is a rogue state, a regime that seems bent on this irrational, dangerous, provocative conduct, and the global community needs to be utterly united against it.
The UN Security Council met in closed session with all 15 members strongly condemning the underground nuclear test. This is VOA News.